Hi, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. I'm floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get a refund of my account on something that was ordered that was not authorized by me.
It was not authorized by you?
No, ma'am. It sure has not been.
Okay, I can take a look at the account for you. What is your zip code?
28734.
Your first and last name?
My name is Justin Stanley.
Verify your address.
161 Old Clark Chapel Road.
Okay, I have an order for the wireless mini pots and the smart health watch.
No, ma'am, that was not authorized. I've done got credit. I went through this about 3 weeks ago. I ordered the same stuff for $29.95, and it was not me, and they had to credit that. Now I'm getting hit for $59.95.
So you said you did not place the order at all?
No, ma'am, I sure did not.
Do you recall completing a survey?
No, ma'am, I don't
and
do
it
surveys.
And should have been with Costco or Amazon?
No, I don't do surveys because you can get screwed over with them. I know people
okay, let
that
me place up. Place you on the brief call while I review the recording of this call, okay?
Okay.
One moment. Okay, thank you so very much for holding, Mrs. Stanley.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I see where the order was placed on January 16th, and there was a wireless mini pot where the shipping and handling was billed for $6.95. Now, also on January 16th, on that same day that the order was placed, I got a recording pull where you called in and you only wanted the AirPods, and you wanted the refund for the watch because you only wanted the AirPods. So that's why there's a refund credited back to you on that same day, January 16th, for $29.95. But you stated in the recording that you wanted to, in the recording, you stated that you wanted to keep the wireless mini pods, but you paid the $6.95 for shipping. But you did not want the watch, which is why you was credited back to $29.95. So it's not a fraudulent order because I do show and was able to pull a recording of you calling in on this order on the January 16th date.
Where's the $59.95 coming in?
That's because when you placed that order for the wireless mini pods, you paid the shipping cost when you placed the order, but that's not paying for the pods itself. You paid the post office for delivery. If you do not want to keep the pods after you evaluate those and see if you like them, you had to call back in to cancel and you had to have the pods returned back to avoid you having to pay the full cost. So you went past that trial period on the pods. So the fulfillment center is billing you for the order that you have in your possession because that's a 30-day order that you have if you went past that trial period for 14 days.
Okay, but the thing about that is I ain't even received no pod yet.
The post office said so confirmation they were delivered.
No, and they said the same thing about my stimulus check that I have still not got either.
Yeah, we don't handle stimulus checks here, sir.
I know that, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay, now also in those terms, it advises that if that order is not at your home in 4 days for you to contact us to request an extension, did you reach out to request an extension from customer service?
No, because I didn't see that part in there.
Okay, yes. Sir.